put it on automatic. The little green dot lights up.
Uh-huh. Cameras have come a long way since my baby brownie. All right, you focus in and snap.
Right. Now she knows the difference between a lens opening and a Broadway opening. Hold it, fellas.
Be natural, Blair. We don't want these pictures to look posed.
I don't even know the camera's there.
My, you look surprised.
Now, don't take any pictures I'm not ready for.
Why, Blair? You're always saying, I don't have a bad side.
That's true. Okay, shoot away. Let me run comb through my hair, okay?
Hiya, troops.
Hi, Mr. Bradley.
I just heard from the state track meet committee in Albany. They said if we win the mile run one more time, we get permanent possession of the trophy.
All right. Huh?
Now, where's Sue Ann?
Oh, she's down at the track running with Cindy.
Oh, there's a good picture here, Molly.
Oh, yeah.
Accepting this trophy for Eastland is one of my proudest moments. Of course, I didn't do it alone.
You didn't do it at all. Sue Ann won that race, remember?
Well, of course she won, but I inspired her with my exploits of my track days. You see, I was the top miler at Allegheny Teachers.
Oh, that's why you're a little long-winded.
Most schools have a trophy room. All we have is a trophy, and I want to make sure that we keep it.
May I? For a minute. Sue Ann Weaver, Eastland School, first place. Isn't that marvelous? Yeah. 2 years in a row. Yeah.
Yes, and after she wins it one more time, it's mine for keeps. Oh, what a fantastic tool to lure new students to Eastland.
Yeah, it's nice, but I always felt what happens in the classroom is more important than what happens on the track.
Boy, are you new to this game? You ought to see those parents' faces when we hand out the varsity letters. You think that little E made their daughters Tracy Austin? School spirit and endowments come from a winning athletic program. This is a little dull. You got any silver polish?
In the kitchen, under the sink. Yeah. Girls, who's winning?
I am.
Mrs. Garrett! You should have seen Cindy down at the track. Boy, was she terrific.
Well, all right.
Well, after she showed me how to pace myself, it was a cinch.
Oh, hold it. May I, Molly? I'll snap your picture. I'll call it Buddies Forever.
Right. Pals to the end. Good girl.
Oh, thanks.
I got two more pictures left. Cindy, look athletic.
Show that trick. Okay, watch.
Woo! Oh! Ah! I better go reload.
Hey, wait for me. I want to learn to load that thing.
You guys keep sweating till I get back.
Oh, no, Molly. Eastland girls don't sweat. They humidify.
This stuff is really doing the trick.
Good. Come back Thursday. I'll let you do the knives and forks.
There's my champ. Sue Ann, I hope you've been working out because we got some tough competition this year. There's some girl from Schenectady High who really burns rubber.
Don't worry about her, Mr. Bradley. She's going to get beat bad.
There's my champ.
Right. But not by me.
What?
I'm not running this year.
Huh?
You heard her, Mr. Bradley. I'm running. We've been training together for weeks.
Cindy, you've never run in competition. Sue Ann is the champion.
Not anymore. Old Thunder Thighs is hanging up her spikes.
And you gave me an idea right where I can stick them.
Sue Ann, I don't believe this. I can't believe you're letting down Eastland.
Yeah, Mr. Bradley would have to give up his trophy.
Who's trying to hurt Eastland? I've already set the record, and I don't feel like training again 4 hours every day. And besides, I've got a bigger load this year.
That's obvious.
My studies.
And you do have a social life. If I can get that sweatband off you before our dance Saturday night.
Now, Sue Ann, maybe you're forgetting how exciting the race is. First you start as just one of the mob, and then by the half mile, the exhaustion, the blisters, the heat begins to take its toll, but you go on. And then, with 220 yards to go, a beautiful thing happens.
A taxi pulls up.
You hit the wall of pain.
Not a
if you watch where you're going.
No, Natalie. The wall of pain is a runner's term.
Right. It's thrilling. Suddenly, with 100 yards to go, your lungs feel like they've collapsed. Your legs cramp. Your mouth is so dry you can't speak.
Gee, Sue Ann, you don't want to miss that.
Your entire body is screaming, stop! Give up! But you don't listen. You go on and you finish because that is the thrill of victory.
Or the agony of defeat.
Admit it, Sue Ann. It's worth it. Get into the race.
Mr. Bradley, no. I'm just not into it. I don't feel like running anymore.
Did I hear you right, Sue Ann? You're not going to run this year? Oh, you didn't hit her with that wall of pain speech again.
Mrs. Garrett, I'm just too busy for running to be the only thing in my life. And besides, Cindy wants this more than anything.
Well, that's terrific.
And I've already showed her how to breathe correctly so she can develop her lungs.
Hey, maybe I should go out for track.
So, Ann, you've got to run. Now, where's your school spirit?
That is the true Eastland spirit. Friendship, generosity. So, Ann, I think that's great, you helping Cindy get a shot at the trophy.
Butt out, Garrett. This trophy means a lot to Eastland. So, Ann can deliver.
So can Cindy. Just think of her as raw material. A blob of silly putty that's just waiting to be shaped.
So, Ann, you're making a big mistake. I'll even let you take the trophy home for summer.
Mr. Bradley, Sue Ann's already made her decision. Now is the time for all of us to get behind Cindy.
Cindy, 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 Cindy.
All right, Cindy it is.
You're the ones who volunteered for this running program. Let's finish this workout. Come on, I've got to get back to Cindy.
Oh! I'm too young to die.
What's the matter? Hit the wall of pain?
More like the wailing wall.
Blair! Come on, Blair, hustle it up. Come on, hop, hop, hop.
Blow it out your track shoes.
Roger got so excited when I told him I was into exercise.
Roger gets excited at haircuts.
Here comes Mrs. Garrett. Let's see a fast finish.
Oh, I feel great. It's so exhilarating. I walked almost a whole mile.
Walked?
Yeah, it's a little faster than walk. But it's too slow to be a jog. Walking isn't wheelie running.
You guys, it was a terrific workout. And let's remember, take care of your body and your body will take care of you.
No, Sue Ann, you've got that all wrong. It's, take care of your body and someone else will take care of you.
Hiya, troops.
Hi,
Bradley.
Nice going, champ.
Thanks, Mr. Bradley.
I wasn't talking to you, Sue Ann. I meant Cindy. She's the new champ.
Oh.
We'll call her the Eastland Streak.
Oh, Mr. Bradley, don't call me that. Champ's fine. Cindy, let's not be too overconfident.
Why shouldn't you be? She just broke your winning time from last year.
You gotta be kidding.
Well, she clobbered you. See that?
Wow.
Let me see that.
Easy.
What does it say?
I'll tell you what it says. She ran the mile in 5 minutes and 3 seconds.
She broke my record?
Without even breathing hard.
She beat me by 5 seconds?
You know, it's funny how things work out just right. Just when you lose your killer instinct, Cindy appears. Now she's going to break the school record for the 880.
My 880? That's going to be pretty hard to beat.
Sue Ann, records are made to be broken.
Not that one.
Why do you care? You've been put out to pasture.
Sue Ann, you'll always be a champ to me, even though some people think of you as a has-been.
Feel good enough to do some wind sprints?
Sure.
Okay, let's go, champ. Oh, Molly, I want you to take a picture of Cindy breaking the ribbon for the front page of the yearbook.
Wow, the front of the yearbook.
Hey, that's big.
Even Sue Ann in her days of glory didn't make that.
Hold it a minute. I'm coming, too.
Sure, come on, coach.
Not as a coach. I'm going to run in the race.
But Sue Ann, you said you were going to help me win.
You're doing a pretty good job of helping yourself.
Wait a minute, Sue Ann.
You said you didn't have time for heavy training because of your studies this year.
Well, I can do both if I push myself a little.
Sue Ann, now you always told me not to push when you train.
Don't worry about that. Sue Ann knows how to get in condition fast.
Cindy, you're not afraid of a little competition, are you?
I think I can hold my own.
Good. Let's go.
Come on.
Wonderful, Sue Ann. Does that mean you're back in the race?
With both feet. I'm going to be better than ever.
Mrs. Garrett, who do you think's going to win?
I'm afraid nobody.
Mrs. Garrett, where are my two superstars?
Down at the track, working out. Looks more to me like a grudge match.
Great. I'll get down there and get my clock on him.
You sure are delighted that Sue Ann's back in the race.
Of course. You always get better times when two runners are pushing each other.
They're not the only pushy ones. I bought myself a stopwatch. Mr. Bradley, Cindy isn't running nearly as fast as you claimed she did the other day.
Oh, really? Well, I'm only human. My thumb may have jerked.
I knew there was a jerk in there someplace.
Mrs. Garrett, are you accusing me of manipulating the girls? Why should I do that?
Why? I don't know. To win a race? A trophy? A little glory for yourself?
You're very observant. My coach did the same thing to me. It's what I call motivation.
It's what I call bull feathers. Thanks to you and your motivation, all those girls care about is winning, winning, winning.
Winning is the only thing. You cannot care too much. This year we may wind up with first and second place.
Or a couple of nervous breakdowns. Those girls are down at that track running every morning at 6 a.m.
I know. It's the best time to run. Before they let the dogs out.
And at night, they're falling asleep while doing their homework.
Well, they're bright girls. They'll handle it.
You got the answer for everything, don't you? Remember what great friends they were? They don't speak to each other anymore. Not even when they run in the morning.
Just butt out.
What do you mean I nosed you out? I beat you by 5 yards.
That's because you tripped me.
Well, if you hadn't have galloped in front of me, spectacular bid, it wouldn't have happened.
Listen, pigtails with the face to match. You're supposed to pass on the right.
Who could pass you on the right? You're built like a school bus.
Girls, please.
Mrs. Garrett, she knocked me off my stride on purpose.
Oh, really?
And how did I do that? Like this.
Sue Ann, be careful.
No, I didn't. I did this. Come on.
Cindy, don't. She proves it easily.
Run it out. Run it out.
Sue Ann, protect your face.
Go, Mr. Bradley. Go.
Wonderful, Mr. Bradley. How do you like your friendly little competition now?
Cheer! Get away! You cheer!
Roger, you never saw anything like it. It was awful. Sue Ann and Cindy were punching and scratching and yelling. And when Blair tried to stop it, it made it even worse. They were just all tangled up with arms and legs sticking out.
What do you mean it sounds sexy?
No, Roger, you are sick and depraved.
What? Of course we still have a date for Saturday night. Goodbye.
What am I going to do?
Well, you could make your eye white to match your face. Or you could make your face black to match your eye.
That's not funny, Tootie. No, Tootie. If they were both black, that would be funny.
You'd look like a well-dressed panda.
Hey, how about a picture to remember this by? Molly, you click that shutter and you're dead. That's Sue Ann. She should be arrested for vandalism.
Yeah, defacing a national treasure.
Maybe if I put this on, nobody would notice. Blair, how can you worry about a little thing like a black guy when Cindy and Sue Ann aren't speaking to each other?
You don't know how easy it is.
Excuse me. Claire, do you mind if I move in here for a while?
Just keep your distance.
I'm not sleeping another night in the same room with that glory-hungry backstabber.
You know, you guys are both acting stupid. You've been best friends all year, and how can you hate each other's guts?
It's easy. You weren't down at the track with us. She was standing there, gloating and taunting me. Can you believe her? After all the time I spent coaching her.
Yeah, she beat you.
It's amazing how those extra pounds slow you down.
She was never my friend. She was just using me. And now I'm the one who's suffering.
You're suffering?
I told you we'd find her in here.
Cindy, why are you jumping rope now?
She always jumps rope when she's mad. I wash my hair, Tootie oils her wheels, Molly chews on pencils. What do you do?
What is the difference? We're talking about Cindy. You know, first she's telling me how great I am, and then all of a sudden she's jealous. You know, she's trying to make me look bad.
Cindy, either let me in or cut it out!
Okay. Calm down a little bit, but I'm still mad. You know, I was happy with baseball and tennis. She's the one that got me into running. You know what it's like rooming with her? She throws her clothes everywhere. You know, she may be older than me, but she's a spoiled brat.
Listen, Cindy, you know what Roger always says when we have an argument?
What?
Let's sleep on it.
Can you believe it? Double-crossed by my own roommate. I'm never talking to that jerk again.
You don't mean that, Cindy. You're gonna be running right beside her in the race.
That's what you think. I'm going over there and tell her that she's not as fast as I am, and that she should get out of the race.
Mr. Bradley?
Mrs. Garrett? Well, things have settled down. What have you been doing?
Working in the dark room. How do you like it? Sue Ann and Cindy, two ex-friends. Thanks to your killer instinct.
Killer instinct? Well, things got a little out of hand, but just a few high spirits.
High spirits? Oh, that explains why they were trying to punch each other's lights out.
Nobody had their lights punched out.
Well, Blair certainly had one of hers dimmed a little. Mr. Bradley, please, pull both Cindy and Sue Ann out of the race.
You amuse me. You expect me to deny Eastland its place in the sun because of a little minor shoving match?
Well, you can relax, Mr. Bradley. The shoving's over. We've arranged a ceasefire.
Our committee has negotiated a peace.
See? They've made up, huh?
No, they hate each other.
They want you to flip a coin. Heads, Sue Ann drops out of the race, and tails, Cindy does.
The UN couldn't have done it better.
All right, what's going on around here?
It's simple. I'm not running if she does.
The coin will tell you. You'll either have a thoroughbred or a Clydesdale.
High-strung athletes or not, I am getting impatient. I want you both to shake hands.
Sue Ann. Cindy?
Mrs. Garrett, please don't try to be the peacemaker.
What I'm trying to do is be a printmaker. Look at this, girls. My first photo. I worked on it most of the afternoon with my teacher, Molly.
She's slow, but good.
That's terrific. I mean, pretty sharp for your first print. Yeah, nice composition.
Thanks. Either one of you want to keep it?
She can have it. I don't want it, that's for sure.
That's your idea of friendly competition?
If you understood sports, you'd know that it's good for competitors to get angry with each other. It turns them into winners.
Winners?
You call it winning to dump a close friendship for a race that's over in 6 minutes?
5 minutes and 3 seconds. I'm hoping to knock 5 seconds off the old record.
5 seconds? You're willing to break up these two girls for the sake of 5 seconds and a lousy tin cup?
Silver.
Plated!
Look, it boils down to this. The world is made up of winners and losers. I want our girls to be winners.
All right. All right, you made your point. Look at this. Look at this. How could I have called this Buddies Forever? I'll call it Two Winners. There you are. Now, neither of you has to stand next to somebody she hates.
I never said I hated her.
Well, you've both been acting like it.
Well, that's because...
Yeah, I guess we have, haven't we?
Yeah, I guess I've been acting pretty dumb, huh?
Yeah, but that's because I'm the one who caused it. Cindy, when I heard you broke my record, I was jealous. I'm sorry.
Okay. I almost wish I hadn't broken your record.
Well, actually, you didn't. My thumb jerked.
What do you mean?
I lied.
Mr. Bradley, all I can say is I think you're beautiful.
Mrs. Garrett, you gave the girls the wrong pictures.
I know it.
Cindy, do you mind if I keep this to remind me of how dumb I've been?
Okay. And I'll keep this one.
Well, you have two pictures. I want one. Yeah, how about posing right over there? I'll call it, Two Champs.
Wait a minute. Why don't we call it Three Champs?
Sure. Get in there.
No. I meant you, Edna. All right. Smile.
Please. No pictures.
Thank you.